Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Sota. Haisa meskasa bilvanem mechasa b'shchorim. If she usually wears white clothes, because that's what's because that's what's attractive, so he dresses her in black clothes. And the Mefarshim explain that if she normally dresses in white clothes because that's what makes her attractive, and then she wears the black clothes, then evidently she looks good in that also, so we give her other clothes to make her look ugly. Hayu aleha klei zav v'katlayos nezamim v'tabaos. If she's wearing golden jewelry and chokers and earrings or rings on her fingers, ma'avirim mimena kidei lenavla, they remove them from her in order to make her look ugly. V'achar kach mevi chevel mitzri v'kosher l'mala midadeha. And afterward, they bring some sort of an Egyptian rope and they tie it above her chest area, to keep her clothes from slipping off, because they just tore them, and we don't want to leave her entirely undressed. So whoever wants to see the ritual can come and see it, except for her servants and her maid servants, because she'll be, when she sees them, she'll sort of be emboldened by them, and she would continue to claim that she's innocent even if she isn't. And all women are allowed and even are told to go and see what happens to her, so that they won't follow her example. The Pasuk says, and all the women will be frightened and stop doing their acts of immorality. The Pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay, that was Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, B'midah she'adam modeid ba modedin lo. The measure that a person uses is used for him, meaning God punishes and rewards a person in a manner that reflects his behavior. And in other words, this is another way of saying mida keneged mida. And we see this from the Sota. How so? He kishta es atzma la'avira. She made herself look beautiful for purposes of sin, so amakom nivla. So Hashem makes her look ugly by saying that she has to be uncovered and untied and torn, etc. He gilsa as atzma laavir. She exposed herself for the purposes of sin. So hamakom gila aleha. So Hashem exposes her by having her stand at the Nikanor gate, and showing her disgrace to everyone. Bayare chischila baavir. Chischila v'achar kach v'beten. She started the avir with her thigh and continued with her belly. Lefichach tilke hayarech chischila v'achar kach v'beten. So her thigh is struck first, and then her belly. Ushar kol aguf lo palit. And the rest of the body also, even though the pasuk doesn't say it, also doesn't escape the punishment. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. But for now, have a wonderful day.